Hey, everybody. My name is Devon Jackson. I'm here with my best friend, Damon Clemens, and this is the Boring Habits Podcast. And this is a space where we have conversations about the things we do behind the scenes so that we can live a more exciting version of our life. And we're excited for you all to join on this journey with us. Today, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, and it's going to be how you can create really good resolutions for yourself and how to stick to them. So there's a lot to talk about today, but before we do it, how about we check in? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. I got, you know, all the jitters out, all the laughs out and everything. So
all the jitters. You were feeling nervous before this, no?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Okay.
Yeah. But now that it's out and over and everything, we can all, have a little fun and everything. But that's, I think, good. It sets the mood, though. You know, it sets the mood and all that, so.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I'm feeling good, though. What about you, bro?
That's good. I'm doing well, too. Like, this is a good week, good energy. I think, you know, we've talked about this before, but we've been having these conversations for years, and so it's just exciting to give everybody at home a look behind the scenes. So, like, I'm right, excited. Right. Like, this, we've been doing this for a long time, and it's a long time coming.
Yeah, it's been, what, been like 3 years, four, maybe, honestly, since college, yeah. Maybe something like that, but mainly the past 3-4 years where we've been like having these conversations and everything, and we're like, so sometimes blown away by, like, dang, we'll just check in with everything. It gets to like a 10-hour conversation where we're just like, yeah. Dang, we just like, you know, talked a lot about different things and all that. So
and then I love it because at some point it was like, maybe we should record this. Like, maybe. And because it's just something where we learned that, like, we were going on our own journey for so long, and it's like, what if we could just help people at home go on their same journey as well? It's not like we're giving you like something where we have all the answers, but like, we know that we're learning, and we're hoping that, like, you know, they learn with us almost in a sense.
Right. And that leads us to say and everything, like, you know, we are just for entertainment and educational purposes and everything. So whatever we say, make sure you verify on your own as well. And not just take us our word for it and everything. Make sure you do your research at home and all that. So with that being said, you ready to get this thing started?
Let's do it.
All right, bro. Let's get it.
Right, have a good one. So, New Year's resolutions. I don't even know where to start. Maybe we start off on, like, how do you even set a proper New Year's resolution? But maybe even before that, maybe like we actually need to take a step back. You know, have you gone through this process? Do you set New Year's resolutions? Like, how do you approach this?
Yeah, I usually don't set New Year's resolutions, but I do know a lot about, like, goal setting, like, and everything. Like, if I want something long term, like, say 10, maybe like a year or 5 years, something like that. Like, know what, like, I have my long term goal, then I try to break it down. And but I think one of the first steps you kind of have to know is, like, really understand, like, who you are, type thing, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta know, like, what you align with, like, what your values are. Knowing yourself, like, where your boundaries are. I think once you know your boundaries, then you can pretty much be free to, like, you know, do whatever you set out to do and all that. Be able to respect yourself and allow others to respect you as well. Be able to set goals that align with who you want to be long term. So I think that's kind of like the first step, I guess, initially, is understanding, like, who you are and what your values are.
I like what you said. So one, you know, you talked about not necessarily setting, like, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's like, you know, everyone at home knows, okay, it doesn't have to be on New Year's that you set these resolutions. Right. You can set these goals at any time. And, like, you know, honestly, I do have, like, yearly goals and plans that I set. Yeah. But I also do plans and goals completely outside of the new year. And, like, to me, that's one of the things that are important, is knowing that, like, you don't have to do it by January 1st. You don't have to do it on January 1st. Just do it on your own right time. But then you're getting into, like, this, like, know yourself thing where you wanted to jump in.
No, I was getting ready to say, like, how do you kind of, like, help, like, yourself? Like, what's your first step in order to, like, building your goals and everything like that?
You know, I think you're 100% right. Like, there's an aspect of knowing myself, knowing what type of person I am. Am I, you know, we've touched on this before, but, like, am I chaotic? Am I more organized? And like, that is something that I have to be self-aware about. I have to understand, am I someone who likes to get really granular on a certain topic, or do I want to step back and look at it from a bigger picture? And knowing that helps me set like goals that are appropriate for me. But then even going into this further, it's like not only do I need to know myself, but I have to know what I call like my why, right? And so it's super easy for, you know, me to set a goal, but I need to know deep in my soul, you know, that this is why you're trying to accomplish this. Right. And if I don't have that why, that purpose, it's going to be really tough for me to go forward.
Right. And I think kind of like leading to more into or like allowing it to go even more is like, is this goal aligning with like who I am, like getting everything right?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's more like, is this something that I want to end up doing 10, 15, 30 years from now type thing, right? Like, is this building up to what I want to do and all that, right? And then once I think you figure out that, it's about, okay, how can I break this down? And I think one of the ways you can break it down is from this book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, where it's a thing called SMART, SMART goals, setting SMART goals, which is the S, it's an acronym for S stands for specific. So you need to get clear, defined what you want to achieve and everything, right? And then the M is measurable. So what is something that's quantifiable to track the progress that I'm making? Maybe if I want to get I'm trying to get healthy by in 1 year, my blood pressure, maybe we're trying to like go from like 120, 130, something down to 110, something like that. Or maybe I want to like lose some amount of weight, like how much, like something that's quantifiable, right? And then something that the A stands for achievable. So it's essentially, is this realistic or is this an actual achievable thing?
I and we're going to get through the rest of the SMART framework.
Okay.
But I want to like touch into this achievable part.
Okay.
And this is one of those things that to me are so important in terms of like actually setting goals that you'll accomplish by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is, I know I've been guilty of this like plenty of times, but I've set unachievable goals, you know, sometimes at the beginning of the year. And I find those are the ones that you always miss out on.
Mm.
But I've gotten much better at this. And I've seen myself over the years try to reel these goals in. And I think there's a part of me that always wants to say like, oh, I can do that. Like, you know, when like, you know, I let's say I set a goal and I'm like, you know what? This year, I think I'm gonna bench press 1,000 pounds. It's not gonna happen, right? Like, but you almost think of yourself as being almost this superhuman, like I can almost do anything. But you have to be able to reel yourself in and say, okay, how about I take baby steps to it? Like, what is actually achievable for me within 3 months, 6 months, and like really try to set something that one you can achieve. And then to me, you can always have stretch goals on top of that, where you can be aggressive with it a little bit more. And so, like, let's say my you know, smaller goal is 250 or something like that. Yeah. Well, my stretch goal can be 300 maybe, and like that can be the much further out that I'm looking to do. But to me, this is one of the things that makes people fail the most when it comes to New Year's resolutions.
Mm.
But okay, tell me more.
Yeah, I think even adding more to that, I think it's about breaking down to like these long-term goals or tasks and everything to a small, like actual chunkable habits or tasks that you can accomplish and everything. And I think that's kind of understanding the goal itself and then being able to break it down. And I think that's something, that's a question you kind of have to ask yourself, like, how can I get from step one to step 10,000 or step one to step whatever amount of steps you need to get to there, right?
Yeah.
And so the next acronym in part of SMART is R, which is relevant. We kind of touched on this already. Is it relevant to yourself, to your goals, to mm-hmm. your values, right? And then the T is time bound, which pretty much it says itself, where like achieving this goal by a certain time. So I want to achieve this in 1 year, 5, 10, 30 years, whatever. Like you know, especially with New Year's resolution, I guess it's 1 year, right? But we can break these down, like I said, like these 1 year goals into even like monthly, into weekly, into daily goals, where it's like, cool, like by today, like I need to do this in order to get to where I need to go to. So yeah, I think that's like a way to, I guess, set a right goal, I guess, right?
Bro, and so I love this framework. Like, you know, there's other things. There's OKRs, which is objective key results. There's many different ways to approach it, but it's about finding a framework that, like, fits you and works for you. But I really like this SMART framework, and I almost want to, like, touch into a, like, you know, okay, now someone knows this is the framework that I'm supposed to follow. But, like, why is it so important to set a goal with this framework? Like, maybe we go each letter and say, like, you know, why this is so important for it to be, like, a good goal. So, like, first one is specific. Why do you need your goal to be specific?
Well, without knowing what you trying to get or being as clear as day of what it is and everything, then what were we doing? What were we accomplishing, right? And so having a clear vision of what you want in 1 year or whatever time frame you want is really important, because that's kind of starting with the end in mind. And so having a clear vision is, like, extremely important, because if you're trying to get from, let's say, going across the state and you don't know where your destination is, what are we doing? We're wasting gas, right? Yeah. Or, you know, we could, you know, have a good journey and everything, but...
Well, I'm going to touch on that. That's actually a great, like, example. It's like, bro, I could like, say, hey, let's just jump in the car and drive, right? And that's great, but, like, we don't know where we're going, so, like, it's we could go anywhere. And, like, that journey is fun. It's great, and that's okay, but, like, that's not a goal, you know? Like, it's just a journey. And so
without that, sometimes we can have – I say it's nothing wrong with that as well and everything, but sometimes if we want to have our life be a meaning, right, a purpose, we need to have some kind of vision of what we want. So without that, like, sometimes we can just kind of go aimless, right, and 5-10 years of running, like, why am I so unhappy? But maybe we need to reframe, like, where our life is and everything. So being specific of what you want and everything will help get you towards that, right?
And, you know, I'm going to hit one more thing on this, though, is being specific gives you focus. It means that, like, you can put all your energy into going in this particular direction. And so, like, if I love this example of the, you know, knowing your destination. So if I know that I need to go from point A to point B, either I can go, you know, left, right, left, right, left, right, and get there eventually, or I can hit with a straight line. And, like, this is what is so important about being specific, because now I can focus all my energy on going in that straight line to get there. And hitting goals is already tough enough. So you really don't need to be going in like 1,000 different directions.
Yeah, and sometimes it's actually kind of cool, because, like, it is, like, taking a road trip is essentially what like a long-term goal is kind of is, because, like, sometimes – you may run into roadblocks, whatever. You may run into things where it's like, oh, wow, we can't take this route. We need to go a different route. And just because you have to take a different route and maybe longer, doesn't mean that it's not attainable. It doesn't mean that it's not worth it anymore. It's just like, maybe you take a different route that takes a little bit longer, but it'd be well worth it. Because once you get there, you're like, ah, finally. I get to enjoy. Like, you know, I finally get to really appreciate that whole journey and everything. So, I think that's actually a pretty cool analogy and everything.
And well, that's the thing that I'm hoping that we allow people to get the most, is that feeling at the end. Because I can't tell you that there's goals that I don't get, and you feel a little, you know, like, crushed when you miss, or at least I feel a little crushed when I miss something like that. Yeah. But when I actually achieve one of those things that I set out, oh, man, I'm like, it's one of those things where I can – feel myself becoming a better version of myself. And so, yeah, I dig that so much, and I'm hoping that, like, the people at home get to have that experience too, because we're going to help give them those steps, or, like, the steps at least that we follow to kind of have that feeling at the end of the year or whenever the goal is supposed to expire. So next thing, though, measure. It's M is measure, correct? Yep. So tell me, why do you feel like that one's important?
That one is key, because you want to have some kind of, like, something of quantity that gets you, like, actual numbers of what your progress and everything. So a lot of times, let's say, like, you're in class and everything, or even we do a road trip, but I want to do another analogy, like, with class and everything. So let's say you want to learn XYZ in this class, you want to get a certain grade or whatever. Those tests, those quizzes, those homeworks give you some kind of quantifiable, like, thing to say, like, okay, what progress am I making? What am I feeling at? what I need to improve upon. And so having that kind of metric and those rubrics and everything is a great statistics to have to, like, see, like, okay, cool, like, what kind of, like, am I actually doing what I'm supposed to do and what I need to improve upon? So these are great ways to kind of, like, help you round yourself to make sure that you get into your target and everything.
Yeah, right. You're doing these right things. Yeah. I also see it as this thing so that, like, I don't lose hope, right? And it's
hope.
Yeah, no, for real. Because, okay, let's say, like, you know, when people go on a fitness journey, like, that's one of the things where people stop it is because they don't see the progress. They don't see, like, their weight going down, or they don't see their body changing. And, like, but to me, that's the thing. Like, it's hard. It's hard work to have, like, to meet these goals sometimes.
Right.
And if it wasn't hard work, then it really wouldn't be a goal in the first place. Right. But anyways, because it's hard work, it means you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days.
Yeah.
Right? And so because of that, it's so important, at least for me, to make sure that I can see how things are moving along so I can keep on having that voice say, oh, dude, you're almost, like, you're a quarter of the way there. You're halfway there.
You know, and it also, like, allows you to see, like, what's working. Like, is something not working? Like, cool, I can change it up. Like, I don't need to continue. If I'm getting away from this thing, I need to change something up. So, like, having that, those numbers and everything that you see, like, okay, am I making great progress, right? And so, like, I think you hit that on the noggin, bro.
Cool. Well, so we also already talked about A, which is achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, unrealistic goals is, like, the number one culprit in terms of, like, failing to actually meet the New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Relevant. When you said that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but when you said it, it made me think of what I was saying before of, like, know your why. Like, is it relevant for you, who you want to be, where you want to go? Why is this so important to you? And to me, this is also one of those things where I talked about, you know, not losing hope. It's so easy to give up on goals that aren't really aligned with where you want to be as a person, or things that are not super important to you, or hasn't, you know, created a pain point, let's say, like, you know, created something where you're like, I really need to figure this out. I need to fix it. So, yeah, to me, it's like to know your why. But I don't know. Do you see it a little bit different than that?
No. Like, it's different related to, like, knowing your why. Like, I think we talk about, like, just making sure that it aligns with your values and everything. Because sometimes, like, you set a goal 1, 5, 10 years from now and everything, and sometimes things may change and all that, whereas, like, you have new desires, like, and, you know, life happens and everything. So, like, making sure that these goals, like, okay, cool, is it still, like, in line with who I am and all that? And that's what's going to make it a lot more fulfilling of a happier life for you and everything. Because if it's still relevant, if it's still important and everything, you want to dedicate that focus to it. And so having that relevance, because sometimes you may have goals that's like, I want to do, like, I don't know, like, we can have fun goals and everything to, like, help, like, you know, just to have a check mark, you know, in life and all that. But sometimes we have, like, I don't know, like, I want to get a certain amount of followers on social media and everything. If that is, like, part of your journey to, like, okay, I want to maybe end up making more money or something like that, then that's fine. But, like, sometimes things that are irrelevant in our life and everything, kind of, like, I even have a tendency of doing that myself and everything, where it's like, I'm like, I know I got to do this one thing. I know I got to do this course, but this thing on social media is, like, it's going crazy, so I need to look up the article or whatever, and it can steer us away and everything and lead us to, like I said, a little bit of unhappiness and everything. So making sure that we align, like, that goal is relevant to who we want to be, who we are, and all that is it's integral.
Yeah, you know, like, as we talk about this, it makes me think of, like, so many different things that like goals that we'll set, or goals that I should say that I've set, that haven't been relevant for like who I am or like what I want to do. And every single time I pretty much failed at those goals, like every single time, because it just wasn't that important to me.
Yeah.
And I can, like, as I think through, like, some of the times I think, you know, doing the whole course thing, yeah, like maybe that course just wasn't that, and like I'll stop. But I've actually finished some courses, mm-hmm. and those are the ones that I was like, there's a reason why I really wanted to do it, right? And but there's just other things, you know, sometimes when I think about like why I became vegan, right? That was such, there was multiple whys, which, you know, mm-hmm. did it. And those things were so important to me that it wasn't something where I was like, you know what? I don't love the taste of meat. It wasn't that. But it was this thing that made me be able to look at myself every day mm-hmm. and say, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to continue to do it. Yeah. And I think that's like, all of these other ones are super important for you to do. And I don't think you have a good goal without it. But at least when I look at this is one of those things that for me personally drives me so much that I actually finish the goal. But we've talked enough about that. T, time relevant or time bound, is that time what it's bound. Called?
Yep.
So when it's time bound, you're talking about New Year's resolutions, they're time bound by a year. Is there anything else someone should be thinking about when they're thinking of time bound? Is it just like, this is when the goal will end?
That's a really good question. I think that depends on the person. You gotta ask yourself that, like how relevant it is to you and everything. Like if it's a short term goal, because it's actually not bad to continue to set short term goals and all that. Like it's just it kind of depends like what you want in your life and all that. And so if it is a short term goal, like I mean, hey, like that's what it is and everything. If it's 5 years, then that's what it is. If it's 30 years, then you know.
Hey.
That's what it is. And so,
and like, even with that, you know, I think you told me about this before, but like, you know, I do it with my fiance as well, but we set like goals for, we set a goal every year. And then we set like a general goal of where, I shouldn't say general, but a specific goal of where we want to be in the next 5 years, 10 years type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do something similar though, right?
Yeah, I think actually me and my wife started doing this recently and everything where we like have like what we want our life to be like in 30 years, whatever, and then
ooh,
break that 30, down.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Break that down from 30 then to like, you know, 15 or 10, then 5, and then 1.
I agree with this completely. Like Segmenting your goals is going to be super important. And although it's super easy to you know, look and say, I'm going to set these 1 year goals.
Yeah.
Break it down to like a 3 month, like break those goals down into smaller goals,
yeah.
a 3 month goal, you know, and sometimes if you're that person, break it into a 1 month. I agree completely. And I've seen this happen. I've actually done it where like I've had goals that will roll over into the next year. And I've just made a rule. Like I can't roll stuff over to the next year. that can't happen. So like, it means I need to slim down the amount of goals that I'm looking at and make them smaller, bite-sized type of things that I can go and do. And I can have this bigger vision or bigger goal that, like, I want to hit. Now, I want to ask you, though, because, like, this has just been an interesting thing that, like, I've been going through is you talked about when you were younger, you wanted to be an NBA player.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted. Yeah, I wanted to be.
Yeah.
No chance that I was going to be, but, like, I wanted to be. But have you noticed your vision changing over time?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like, I think I would say it's changed about maybe 10 different times. Honestly, like
10 times period or 10 times in the last year?
I would say over the course of my life, I would say, because like I've had a lot of different goals and everything. Like, so the first one was like NBA player and everything, and then once I realized like the reality, like, okay, maybe that's not gonna happen,
not in the cards.
Yeah so I was like, all right, I need to do something else. And I think for a minute, like I said, these change like pretty much every year, especially like, as I meet new people, gain new knowledge, and I'm like, all right, cool, like maybe I do want to incorporate this, or maybe I want to have this kind of life and everything. Like my goals change like constantly, but the thing that I kind of want, I guess, consistently is that I want to be happy in like, you know, 30 years. And when I ask myself that, I'm like, hey, what do I want in those, by the time I'm 60s, whatever, like it's like, cool, like at that point it helps to define like what I want each decade pretty much and all that. And so,
you know, you also said like, oh, when you meet new people, it's caused you to shift your vision a bit. Mm-hmm. And I will say that, like, you know, having met you and Roy and a couple of our other friends, y'all have caused me to shift that vision, to shift my perspective multiple times, right? And like, that has been so important to me because it's helped me realize that having good people in your life will not only shift that vision and perspective, but it'll also keep you accountable on these things. And I think that's like so important as I think through this. And we'll talk more about like accountability when we get into like the next part. But yeah, when you said that, it just sparked that for me. Like, yeah, that was so important. But okay, cool. So, you know, we talked about the SMART framework. What, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. And if you do those things, you are already taking that right step to building proper goals. Mm-hmm. Now, after we've built these goals, we essentially need to achieve them. And to me, the only way you achieve these is to build really solid habits. Mm-hmm. But before we get into like how to build that habit, I almost want to take a step back. Like, what the heck is a habit? Like, you know, tell me what you think a habit is, or, you know, give me some more information on that.
So there's like different definitions, I guess you could say. Like Google, there's one where it says it's a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up, right? And then there's the Merriam-Webster one where it says a settled tendency or unusual manner of behavior. And then there's a second definition Merriam gives that is an acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary, a.k.a. addiction. If I were to interpret this myself, right, and to make it simplify myself, I would say it's pretty much just a manner of a practice of behavior, patterns and all that stuff. It was pretty much similar and all that, but pretty much a practice of behaviors that you pretty much set consciously or even sometimes unconsciously and all that. Typically, I guess there's a certain practice of behavior and everything. And I would like to flip it towards you and everything. Like, what, hearing these definitions and everything, like, what do you like, or what, how do you interpret these things and all that?
You're asking me, well, how would I define that habit based on like what you just told me, right?
Yeah.
You know, I like to keep it simple. It's just something that is repeatedly done.
Yeah.
Almost like second nature. That's how I put
it. Gotcha. And so taking that and everything, that's when we want to know, like, okay, once we define like what this is and everything, like, how do we make sure we build good habits, right? And I think there's this terminology between, I guess, good versus bad habits or so.
Yeah.
But like, what is a good habit and what is a bad habit? And then, like, I guess I like to say, like, maybe a good habit is more so like, is it aligning with your values, something like that? Maybe, like, you know, sometimes a good habit for somebody may be a bad habit for other people, something like that, right?
That's true.
Let's say somebody's trying to get in the hot dog eating contest, like trying to win that mug, right?
Well, eating a lot of hot dogs in that case would probably be a good habit.
Yeah, that may be a good habit and everything. But for others who may be more focused on maybe like health, something like that, or maybe trying not to, that's probably a bad habit, right? And so defining like what like you want in your life and all that, like what we're going back to relevance and everything, right? Like what you want to set out and everything, and make sure you do daily practices or practice or have tasks that is gearing towards your goal. Journey can be seen as a good habit, right?
So I 100% agree. I think there's, you know, good habits, bad habits. I think you described it perfectly. Yeah. I also think there's one more, and it's just a neutral habit. I think there's things that we do that have no impact one way or another on the goal that we're looking at. But I agree. Yeah. Good drives towards the goal. Bad takes away. But speaking of this, I almost feel like it's like you gave that hot dog example, but like, do you have any examples for you of like a good habit, bad habit?
Yeah, I think I would say a good habit for...
And as you, sorry, not to cut you off, but as you talk about that good habit and bad habit...
Beyonce had a...
I ain't going to interrupt. I'm going to let you finish. that's crazy.
That was rough.
But as you talk about it, though, like, tell me why that good habit is a good habit and why that bad habit is a bad one.
Yeah, I think I say so for me, a typical good habit I'll have, like, typical habit is like trying to make sure I eat like blueberries every day, or like some fruit, some kind of fruit that like it has like a lot of vitamin C and everything. That's more so because I like, I know, like, I just want to like have a healthy, by 30, 60 years, whatever, I want to be, I still want to be here, right? And so one of the things that I tend to like, what are some things, what are some healthy foods that out there that I should really like? A bad habit of mine is probably being on social media too long.
I feel like that's so many people's bad habit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to fall down that rabbit hole and like get that the dopamine hit of that like swipe. Oh my gosh.
The algorithm is getting so much better, dog. It's like, it's knowing who I am. And I'm like, yo, I'm tired of seeing this, but I can't resist looking at this, and I'm gonna like it. I'm gonna move on. Oh, that's another one. Hey, I'm going to spend just 2 more minutes on here. And 2 minutes turn to four turn to 40, four turn to...
You know, like, dude. So this is 100%. I'm actually looking for it because I know we're going to have an episode on this. We're going to talk about this, how to, like, break those type of habits. But, like, there is this science behind it, right, of random reward. Like, why do people go to Vegas and do the slot machines, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
And I will never do anything like the slot machines because I understand you will never really win it, right? But it's this thing.
Once you get that win, baby.
Oh, my
goodness. It's like,
but see, that's the thing. When you pull the slot machine, you don't know what's going to happen. And every single time, it's different. It's this variable reward. And so, like, it's the same thing. When you're on social media, you swipe, and one's like, ooh, that was really good. And so you keep swiping, hoping that you get another one that is that good. And you're willing to go more and more based on how good that last one was, you know? So.
Yeah. Man, but maybe this is a good habit, actually. Maybe you watching social media for us is a good thing. So you can, that's a good habit.
Depends on how you're using social media, right? Are you using it to learn? Like, I'm actually going to touch on that.
Right.
Like, one of my good habits is reading, because what my goal is to learn.
Congratulations, dog.
But on top of this, no. But another thing is, like, listening to podcasts. And I think listening to podcasts around, like, educational things that I want to learn, finance and stuff like that, I think the stuff is good because it keeps me sharp. It helps me see what other people are saying about it, how they think about it. So, yeah, I think social media can be a good habit depending on how you use it.
Yeah, I think he missed a Boondocks reference, dog. This
nah,
dude needed to get
nah.
on his Boondocks.
I left it alone. That was it.
Congratulations, dog.
I wasn't gonna let you pull me down.
He's reading, dog. He is reading.
Nah.
Congratulations,
that's
my
crazy.
Dog.
That's crazy. You're going to do me like that.
No, that's actually a habit. That's actually something I want to actually end up doing, though. Actually, is start reading more, because I think typically.
Congratulations! No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. Thank you, man. I've been trying to do that, and so like that's one thing I've been trying to do more. Usually, I'm a visual learner, so I like to like watch videos to get consumed while I learn, or even more so read articles. But actually, reading books it takes a lot for me to do that. If I'm reading a book and everything, like. Something may be wrong with me now that at that time, maybe, I don't know.
You know what I've done though? Because like, yeah, like getting into it is hard, you know, like initially, at least it was for me. And it wasn't because it like the stuff isn't interesting,
yeah.
But it's a lot to parse through. And so it's like, we talked about it before, breaking it down, make it simple,
right,
you know,
right.
Do it piece by piece. Like there are days that I do not feel like reading, read a page. One page, and then like now I've
then
gotten
I'm
to
like,
a point
well,
where I can just get to a chapter. I can say just read one chapter, and then I can be done. But like I had to start with that one page thing.
You know, but I'm like one page. I can do that. I can do that tomorrow, dog. Like what I'm doing, dog. I can do that tomorrow. So like how would let's say if I'm thinking one page is like a little too easy, and I'm like I could just do that whatever. How do I make it? Where it's still small enough to where it's like, okay, I can do this without being like, oh, that's just like, you know, whatever. Because that's sometimes what I have where I'm like, if I just read a page and everything, like, man, like, I can do this like another hour or so, whatever. Like, it does not.
You know, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah.
You need to just keep it to whatever is going to get you to do it without it being too much. Because I think you know, you can say one page, you're like, I'll do it tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But like another person will be like, dang, I gotta read one whole page. Like, so you gotta find whatever is your spot, your sweet spot. And like I said, it moves. Like I said, I started with one page, and then now it's like I gotta at least read a chapter. Like,
yeah,
you can get through a chapter.
No, actually, that's something that happened. Yeah. That's actually.
But okay. Now that you put me on blast about Boondocks, and and I really thought I knew the.
You
reference,
welcome.
Bro.
That's
great. I don't know that reference for sure. But so like now we're getting more into this. Okay. Good habit, bad habit type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of this, like this thing for me is as I look at these New Year's resolutions and how do I want to keep them? And I look at the good habits and bad habits. Like one of the first things I do is look at all the stuff that I'm currently doing. Like what are the good habits and the bad habits that I'm doing today? Right. And that first part of identification then helps me see what are the bad habits, because just as much as like it's important to build good habits, it's really important to get rid of the bad habits. Mm. And so like it's something where once you identify these bad habits, you have to make them hard to do. So I'm going to use the social media thing, okay. Right? Super easy to get into it, right? Yeah. And like there's so much more that you can do beyond what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done two things that have helped me tremendously get off of social media, unless I'm being very intentional about it. So One, I set these like timers. So on Instagram, I have a 15-minute timer. Okay. And on YouTube, I forget what it is. It might be like 30 minutes or something like that. And it just sends me, it just pops up a message and be like, hey, you know, you've hit your limit for the day. And like sometimes I'll skip that limit, but like more often than not, I'll see it like, okay, I spent 15 minutes, you know, in a row almost on this thing. So maybe it's time to like check off of this. And then the second thing though that you do is essentially removing that stimulus. And so what I mean is I used to have my social media stuff on the first page of my phone screen. So you see it on that first page and you're like, oh, easy, boom, I click it.
Yeah.
And so then what I did is I moved it to the second page. So it's one extra swipe. I have to like move over to get to it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I still did it. It didn't discourage me that much. So then I moved it completely off of the home screen. And so every time I want to go to Instagram, YouTube, I have to search it. I have to, you know, go in like YouTube and then I'll click. And it's just that additional friction that it gets you to not do it as much. And the reason why though, is it isn't because like, oh, it's so hard to type in YouTube or Instagram. That's not the case. But it's just, if it's not in your face, you think about it like less frequently.
Right,
because
right.
There'll be times that I'm going to go check like my finance stuff and I'll see Instagram, I'm like, I'll just check it. But like, if you don't see it, at least it's not front of mind for you.
Right. That actually reminds me of like something that, relating some more to fitness and everything, like something I tried, I actually learned this when I was little, when, in St. Louis and everything, where like you always have to be ready for playing basketball because you never know somebody made a ball and like
this,
a court.
This ain't a St. Louis thing. This is this is all across America thing, you know.
And I just have shorts like under like my pants and everything, so whenever somebody's trying to have a game and all that, I'll be ready and everything. So I think having something that's like for, I guess that's kind of, depending on how you look at it, I guess that's a good habit, because like, if you like something that like is easy to access and everything, you're able to do that a lot easier. So the friction is not there. So you don't have to think about it. Like, cool, that's actually, it's, you know, it's like that, right?
Yeah.
But something that is a little bit harder is like your brain is wired like, that is way too challenging. So I'm just going to try to avoid that, because usually we like something that's the easiest route, right?
Yeah.
And so that's actually a really good point.
I'm actually going to build on that, because like when you're talking about this, it's all about friction to me. And so for your bad habits, you want to increase that friction. You want to make it less present in your mind. And for the things that you want to do, you know, it's all about how do you make that more present? How do you make that easier to do? And so whenever I go and set these New Year's resolutions, I put them in like easy to see places, right? Like I might use the front of my homepage as like the screensaver. Maybe I'll put it there. I've done that a couple years. Other times I will have it where like I'll have a like a note where I put it on my desk, and like then that's something that I get to see every single time, and it makes it like constantly present on my mind. I've given you this example. I told you this before. When I want to read, I put my little like e-reader on my pillow, so like it's like I have to get like to lay it down. I have to get through it, and I would almost have to like pick up that e-reader and put it to the side, and like then there's that moment of like checking yourself, like. One page, or for me now is one chapter. So yeah, reduce that friction. Good. Are there ways for you though? How do you position yourself for success, or like how do you reduce friction for the things that you want to do?
Yeah, I think for me, it's probably having a set plan out for me, ooh, right? And so having some kind of plan that I can follow that's a little bit easier for me to like know where I'm going and everything, and some kind of pathway to get to where I'm going, I think is how I kind of do it. So if it's like a long term, I break that up into like month. Like keep saying this, but you got to keep on etching this in. Where like break down to monthly, then to weekly, then to daily. And sometimes in those daily times, like let's say I'm working out, whatever, I'll have days where I'm like, hey, today I need to rest and everything. Like this needs to be recovery day and all that. Where like this is gonna help, because I know this is eventually gonna help me get to where I want to go. And all that, right? Or maybe sometimes like the plan doesn't go along, everything you make slight adjustments, not a complete foundational adjustment, but some kind of tweak and everything, so the plan is flexible enough, rigid structure enough where you can see a vision to where you want to go to, but also flexible enough to like just in case life happens and everything, you're able to still maintain it and it's able to be sustainable long term, right?
Bro, you're dropping nuggets, because there's two things. Like, hey,
I'm dropping gems. Hey. I'm playing Bejeweled. I'm Jim Carrey. I'm acting the fool.
And bro, I shouldn't have said nothing. Like, I can't take you nowhere. Nah.
Wow.
But like the first thing, like creating that plan, bro, is so important, because yeah, all the things you said, but also with that, at least when I think about it, it's about creating something you can build a routine on. Like, and part of that is like setting a time. Maybe you set a time that you do this same thing every day, or two or three times a week, or whatever your schedule is.
Yeah.
But like that consistency allows you to actually achieve the goal. So like, to me, that was super important. Like, is that something you do though? Like, do you set specific times of like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go work out at this time, or any of your other goals, or how do you approach it?
I think, yeah, typically I'll have like throughout the week, I'll like see what my schedule is and see like when I can fit in a workout schedule or when or whatever. Like it depends on what I have, pretty much what I have scheduled and how can I work around it in order to fit that in, essentially. Yeah. And so, that's pretty much it.
But I like that. And then the second thing you kind of mentioned was going towards this zone of you might fail, like you might mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And so having this plan for failure,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned it towards the beginning of the show, but you're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. Yeah. There's going to be days where it's super easy to do this habit. And there's going to be days where you do not even want to think about it. And you have to figure out, like, one, what can you do for those bad days? That's what you're optimizing for. But then you also have to realize that there's going to be a day that is so bad that you just don't end up doing the thing that you set out to do that day. And so one of the things that I've done in the past, and I know a lot of people have done it as well, is when you mess or you miss a day, you forget it. Might as well quit. it's ruined. I can't do
fun,
it.
Y'all.
So, yeah, that's one thing that I've seen.
No, so like that's actually interesting, because like for me, I typically don't plan to fail. Like, typically, because I'm such a visual person and everything, I'm always visualizing like exactly what I want. Even when we have basketball games, like I'm visualizing like exactly like what moves I'm making and everything, like how I want to make them and all that. And usually, like I didn't know this until recently, but I've always done it as a kid where I'll just like play. If I didn't have like other homies that want to play basketball and all that, I'll just like play in the house and all that and visualize like I have a whole team and all that. and use like really just like act like I'm Kobe or whatever player I'm trying to like be and all that, and practice those moves. And then when I get into the game, I'm like, oh, make it's like second nature essentially. And so for me, I try to visualize as much of the good thing as possible and everything. So it pretty much comes, it's like by the time I'm there, I'm prepared already, and it's right there.
I like that.
But I also when it doesn't go as planned, I'm okay, cool. Like, we just have to make the adjustments. So like there's other ways to get to that, right? It's kind of like when, like I said, on your map, like your map has like a, okay, do you, from point A to point B, you have this road, and sometimes maybe a big accident is like, yo, hey, we got a big accident, y'all. You want to like, you know, go over here, this secondary road, dog? Because like, it's going to take too much time. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, but it doesn't necessarily, to me, it's like a failure per se.
And I think you can look at that word failure in like different respects, but like,
yeah,
it's basically being ready for when you run into these obstacles. Because, like, the thing that you don't want to happen, mm-hmm, is you hit an obstacle and you say, you know what? This obstacle is just too big. I'm done. You know, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to do it. Or, like, when you do mess up, like, you know, you talk about basketball. Like, when you miss a shot, there's so many different reactions you can have. And it's like, one, having the mental fortitude that I missed it, but I'm going to make the next one. You know, having almost that Kobe Mamba mentality, being like, I can shoot 15 and miss them, and that next one's going in. And, like, to me, that's something that, you know, Kobe isn't planning. He wasn't planning on ever missing a shot. Right. But, like, he built this, and maybe the word plan isn't the best thing to put here, but he prepared himself for, like, what's going to happen when he does miss, and how does he bounce back when that happens.
Right.
And, like, to me, that's, at least for me, like that has helped. It's not like I visualize myself failing, but like, I'm not like, man, really looking at it. But it's like, you know,
10%, yeah, like, yeah. 10% of him is like visualizing a good thing. 90% is like, yo, if I fail, bro, I'm feeling hard.
Yeah, though. Yeah. But like, it's me like 100% just building that mental fortitude and being like, okay, I'm cool. Like,
gotcha.
It,
gotcha.
Almost, I'm gonna give an example. Okay. So I already gave an example. I'm gonna give another one.
Man, double it up.
Hey, that's what I do. So so like the stock market, they tell people like, you know, hey, don't check your accounts, you know, all the time, whatever, because it's gonna drop at some point, right? It's gonna drop. I still check it. I check it all the time, but like, it's because I've built that mental fortitude that when I see that thing drop, I'm like, okay, that's okay. Time to buy some more. It's time to, like, you know, so
it is so hard sometimes.
Yeah, but
sometimes,
see,
if you're a red for like 4 months, you're like, yo, come on, God, just let it, you
just,
know,
just flip it a little
just
bit.
Let it land somewhere so I can like just keep buying. Cause I keep buying, it keep getting lower. My faith, it keep getting lower. I need your strength.
Oh man,
no, but that's
yeah,
that's
pretty. There was a time in 2022 I was like, oh, it's just gonna keep going down for a while. Like,
yo.
I was that dog in that fire. This is fine. This is
dog, bro. It is so tough, man. Cause it was like 2021, it went crazy. Like, yeah, like everything was going up. And then, like I said, like the next year, it just kept going. He's like, yo, come on now. Like, come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. But that's actually like something that's really key though, like having, like, even when things are not going well and all that, having that fortitude, like, okay, cool, we can bounce back somehow and everything. Like, maybe today wasn't the day, or maybe this week wasn't the week, or whatever happened, like, but we can still move around and everything still get to our goal, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I really vibe with that.
Yeah.
The next thing maybe we should talk about is we've built these habits, like. Or no, I shouldn't say we built these habits, but we're in this process of, you know, building that consistency, being prepared for the down part. We already talked about starting small. Is there anything else that you feel like is really fundamental to building like a really successful habit?
Can you, you know, help me up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're talking about this, we, you know, okay, I kind of we touched on all of these like foundational aspects of building a really solid habit. But I think there's one thing where we talked about before of measuring success.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so good for setting the goal. You have to set measurable goals, but like when you're actually in the habit itself, like that's something that I wanted to almost touch on again. Like, let's not forget that is okay. You can build consistency. You might be ready for if something goes wrong, all that stuff, but how do you continue to measure success and not be discouraged by success, by some of the progress as well? Because this is one of those things where like I'll set financial goals and maybe it's not happening as fast as I wanted it to. And just saying, okay, well, cool. Any progress is good progress.
Yeah.
Now let's figure out how to make that progress better.
Yeah. I think there's different questions you got to ask yourself. Mm. I think one of them, I would say is probably like, are you even allowing yourself the time to actually build this habit, right? Or build towards this goal? Because sometimes we may set a goal that is probably maybe too short, or maybe it's too long. Or I don't know, like something where we expected this goal to be accomplished like in 1 week or whatever amount of time, and we feel frustrated because like it doesn't feel like we're making any progress. Like maybe we have a tracking app where we're tracking progress and all that, like hitting certain targets, but maybe in others we're not. And I think allowing yourself the time to improve, get better, because sometimes it is a work in progress. Like we're constantly just learning new things and all that.
Giving yourself that grace.
Yeah. So you got to give yourself the grace, give yourself the time, give yourself the time to recover, and being able to like actually. Are we starting small and are we actually building? Like, are we slowly building these things over time, right? And once we get to a certain point, like, are we allowing ourselves to actually, like, take it down a bit so we can kind of relax?
You know, building, like, I like where you're going there. Because, like, I've realized, you know, on days that it's better to do something than to do nothing. But I've also realized that sometimes doing something is resting, right? Like it's the worst thing you can do is to burn out. You want to make this something that is sustainable. And like that's going to be so important for whatever habits you're building is to not like hit it guns blazing or like, you know, hit it full force. This is something you see all the time when it comes to like people's fitness journey. They're like, you know what? I'm going to get in shape. And then they go in January and they start grinding. And then all of a sudden they hit like that second week and they're like, yeah, no, I'm just my body. And it's like, because you didn't approach it sustainably.
Yeah.
Start small and build your way there.
Yeah. Cause it's something that if you're involved into fitness or like vertical jump programs a lot, there, a lot of times the first phase is building the foundation. And this foundation can be built over like, depending on your goal, your time goal and everything, it can be from like a month to 5 to even years. Like you can spend years just building a foundation to where you have this strong foundation to where like once you're have enough muscle, enough strength and tendons, they're able to take on the load later on once you get stronger. So like maybe spend a couple years is like getting as much muscle in your quads or your arms, whatever. So later on, you can be able to like squat 500 pounds or power clean like 200 something, whatever, or even bench press like 300. Like it's just like building that foundation to where, all right, cool, I can resist failure and everything, or I can make sure this is a long-term thing so I don't get any like life altering or like crazy altering.
You don't
want to
get
injuries.
Injured, you know, like
and
it goes beyond like the physical stuff. Like, you know, you can injure yourself like mentally, spiritually, and like that stuff is hard to recover from.
Yeah, and so that's where it is. Like when you like those years when you build a foundation, you're slowly building up that volume, right? You're slowly building up these habits to where like at this point, like your body's getting used to it. Like, cool, like we're good. So making sure that we build habits over time is going to help like make sure that these are pretty much etched into our behavior and everything for a long time.
And when you build this foundation, though, it's actually really cool because, you know, we talked earlier, and I'm not going to, you know, go too much into this about like setting really great goals. But there's oftentimes, you know, and maybe there's different philosophies here, but people will set 1,000 different goals. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, having focus allows you to really accomplish these things, yeah. right? But you obviously don't want to accomplish just one or two things in your life, right? Right? But when you build that foundation, as you're talking about, you know, you can start figuring out how to build on that foundation and do other things. Yeah. Some of these things start becoming, as we talked about, you know, goals, second nature. And so, like, you know, if you going through this, like, let's say vertical jump, you know, thing, well, yeah, maybe first you're building that foundation of a strong base, mm-hmm. and then you can start figuring out more things you can do with it. You know, mm-hmm. your next goal can be, oh, now I want to, you know, learn how to dunk. And you don't have yeah. to think as much about that foundation. Not saying that you should ignore it, because you got to, you know, maintain it. But, you know, you get to think about it a little bit differently. So I really liked what you were saying there.
Yeah.
You also mentioned before, though, like progress apps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I actually think that stuff is so important, because this is one of those easy ways to keep you on track. And so, like, I encourage people who are at home to go ahead and be using some of these progress applications and using some of these tracking things to make sure that they're actually moving in that right direction. That's pretty much it, I would say, on that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think, yeah, having those, like, whether that's an app or even planners, I used to do that.
Planners is a good one.
When I was younger with school and everything, having something that, like, make sure that you have these goals visualized and everything in written form or some kind of number systems, whatever, that you can see, like, cool, I'm making this progress and all that. So that's also important. Another thing I would say is important is, like, when you are setting these goals and these things and all that, make sure they're challenging and also, like, a little bit attainable, but challenging enough to when once you do accomplish those, it feels like, oh, I did that. I did that type thing, right?
Well, speaking of, because we did talk about that earlier, you know, mm-hmm. when we were saying building a habit, that feeling you get at an end.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now we've gone through this journey,
right?
They've set a good habit. They set a good goal, and then they went and they built on this habit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you hit it right on the head where you said you achieved that. You achieved that goal. Well, what's next? Like, you know, like you felt good. What's next? And to me, this is one of those things where, at least for me personally, I have seen moments where I will achieve something and almost just, like, breeze right through it to the next thing, right? Where essentially, even before I get to that goal, I've already set the next goal. And, you know, I'm not going to criticize anyone who does that. But for me, I've learned that whenever I do hit something, take a second to celebrate. Take a second to like, fill it in. You can, right after you take that celebration, you can plan for whatever your next step is. You can figure out, is it to maintain? Is it to grow? Is it to do whatever you want to do? But, like, for me, it's that to take that second to celebrate. What about
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I think there's different. I think it depends on what the goal is. If it's a smaller goal for a longer-term goal and all that. So, like, it depends.
That's a,
like,
good point.
Sometimes I'm like, cool, I got that goal. I'm moving on. But other times, like, if it's, like, something that's, like, usually it's something that's been, like, I consider it a bit long term, like maybe 1-5 years. Like, when I first got my car, like, bro, I was happy. I was, like, somewhere for, like months. But I was like, yo, this is I got a car, because I have been saving so long for that, like, saving so much money, sacrificing so much time and yeah. so much, like, I could have spent, like, a lot of money on, like, different things and, like, could have been, like, I look like I've been balling, but because I knew I was saving, like, for this car and all that, when I finally got it,
I could just see you just sitting in the car just smiling, like,
dog, bro, when I bought it, because it was funny, because, like, when I was in the process of buying and everything,
yeah, yeah.
I was actually just trying this scope, like, see, like, how much things cost and what it is and all that. And so I go into the dealership, and the dude immediately is, like, pretty much selling me on the car. I'm like, I'm kind of chill. I'm not really trying to, like, buy a car. But eventually, I drive the car, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I think I kind of like this car. So I ended up getting it without, and I was kind of resisting at first, but then once I put my name on that line and everything, bro.
Probably.
And
there's no resisting at that point, but yeah.
Except before, I was like, damn, I wasn't sure. But once I got the keys and everything, I was like, oh, wow, this is, like, my car. And, like, well, I think my sister got the pictures and everything, but I'm just cheesing, like, just, like, ear to ear and everything is like, yo, like, I finally got my car, dog. And so, like, that's one of the, like, things that, like, something that I had set. I was like, you know what? I've been through college where I was like, I was trying to get a rise like that.
Then, I hated asking for any type of rise in college.
Yo, man, it was so good. Bro. It was so good to ask. It didn't feel good. But once I got that car, bro, I was like, no more. Like, cause I had a van at the time too, and that van was breaking down like crazy. And so I was like, no more of that. I got this new, brand new. Like, it felt good. So that's one of those things where I was like, I feel good right now. But
I'm glad you celebrated it, and I think this is one of those ones where, like, your celebration couldn't negatively affect that initial goal in the first place. Mm-hmm. But like when I hear about, like, let's say, you know, someone going on this weight goal, mm-hmm. they'll celebrate with cake. Don't celebrate with things that are going to set you back, you know, like, you know, and I'm not saying, hey, don't eat your little, but like, be reasonable about however you want to celebrate these goals. And when you want to hit a financial goal, don't be like, oh man, I saved $10,000. Let's time to go take a vacation. Like, bro, no, yeah. What?
So that's funny. That's funny. Cause like, I remember, that's pretty funny. Cause I remember the first time one of my goals, my financial goals was to like pay off my debt and everything. I remember like a couple months before I pay my debt off and everything, we actually went to a music festival.
Oh,
and we were at, I think.
Was it Hangout Fest?
I think it was Hangout Fest. Yeah. And we were just talking with like some of my friends, and y'all were talking about like this different stuff, like, you know, getting land. I'm like, getting what? I'm like, land? I'm like, oh, wait, what am I doing in my life? That, like, I was like, once dead paid, I'm like, that's it. I'm good for life. I'm chilling. And then once I heard that, I was like, oh, there's levels to this.
But see, this is what I talked about. Like this,
yeah.
This is one of those things when you're around. Now it sounds, you know, cocky. When you're around good people, like because
it's one of those things where like surrounding yourself with like people who like maybe a little bit above you, something like that, or like not necessarily above you, but like
who are seeing the world in a way that you want to see the world as well, or like, you know, because sometimes I will say that. Sometimes you're seeing the world how you believe is the right way, and surrounding yourself with people who will continue to help you push in that direction is great.
Yeah, it's like pushing you, like pushing like who you are and everything, like things you thought were like whatever parameters you have of the world, like pushing us a little bit, like, oh, well, I never thought about it like that. Like, let me interpret that, see how I feel, and see if I really want that type thing, right?
And so like I talked about like the accountability aspect earlier, you know, because these people who are around you will almost push you in this direction. Yeah. And I think that when I talk about like some of the financial goals, right, like that group of people helped me, you know, to stay focused on some of those things. You know, when I one of my previous companies, when I was working there, we talked about finances so much that like it built this level of accountability with one another that like, oh, you want to do the right thing. You want to do the smart thing with your money. And you know, it goes into other things when it, you know, comes into relationships. Like, it's been so valuable having like a partner who pushes me to see things in a certain way, to like look at myself, be reflective, and grow. And I can't tell you enough, like, if you're gonna set a New Year's resolution, that level of accountability and that group of people you have around you is almost as important as all the stuff we talked about before this.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I think joining a class or some kind of group, getting a group where like they're consistent and everything, it makes it fun, it makes it challenging, but also makes it feel like you're in a some kind of family where you're building that together and everything. And once you do accomplish that, like, it feels amazing. Like, wow, like, you feel like you build friendships, you build trust, you build respect, you build so much with these group of people and everything. So having a group of people that are getting to that same goal you want to get to, or similar goals and everything, is also something that can add to your life as well and all that.
You know, like, hearing this is 100% right. This is like one of the first times in history where people can have their own like chosen tribe as much as we can today. Like, you know, people can join all these different online groups. They can join like so many things throughout the city, and they can find out this information online to go find these groups. Mm-hmm. And it's not like this was something that they could have done in the 60s. Like, things were, you know, much slower, and you had to, you know, just kind of make yourself fit into whatever groups were available. But like, now you have this ability to find people who are in that same wavelength as you. So like, I encourage you, You don't have to look just right in your apartment complex. You specifically, you need to look outside of that home and look for people. No, but no, for real. You need to find, everybody needs to find groups,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. All right. You want to wrap this up? Are we good and everything?
Yeah. I mean,
how about a summarization though?
Yeah. Yeah. You want me to summarize? You want to summarize it?
I guess I can get my shot at it, you know, get my shot at it. I think,
go ahead, give your shot, and then I'll clean it up anyways.
But essentially, with this New Year's resolution, we set out, you know, different ways in order to accomplish this and everything. We want to build this together and everything, and not just do a New Year's resolution, but also, like, maybe even bigger than that, like 5-10 year thing, right? But first, when we're doing that, we have to understand who we are and everything, know our value system, know our boundaries, know who we are. Do we like structure? Do we like a little bit, you know, whatever. So knowing who you are will help guide what goals you should set. And setting those right goals, we have these things are aligning with your values and everything. Is this a progression to where you want to get to and everything? But also, how do we set that right goal as well? Using SMART goals, you know, make sure specific, M, measurable, A, achievable, R, relevant, and T, time bound. And I think once we have those things and all that, making sure we have positioned ourselves for success, like make sure we have a plan and set that we enable ourselves in order to get to that goal, like what habits, and these plans will help set the habits we want to end up getting to, for that big goal we're trying to accomplish, right? And so I think after that is about building it. Building these habits, knowing what's the habit for you, what are good, what are bad habits, and make sure we eliminate the bad habits and everything, make sure we amplify the good habits. I think one good example that Devon had put was making sure the bad habits or the things that maybe are steering us away from our goal and making them a lot harder to get to, yeah. Making the good ones a little bit easier to get to, right? And so following that will help make those habits a little bit easier to get on a daily basis, right? And lastly is about not just building them, but also, or it is about building them more and everything. Like, are we starting small? Now we're building this over time. And as we continue to ask these questions and everything, make sure that these habits are relevant to us, make sure these things are attainable, sustainable for a long term, I think we'll find the answers for ourselves and be able to have some kind of success in them, right? And so with that, I would like to see any closing thoughts for you, my guy. How are you feeling for this? The first episode of Born Habits.
I'm gonna add two more things.
Okay.
Consistency and sustainability. Okay. We talked about that a lot, and okay. I think that's like,
yeah,
something for me that like is so core to being able to actually get this done.
Yeah.
But how am I feeling?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. Like this was, okay. It took so long. We said it before. It took so long for us to actually get here. Yeah. To see it finally done. It's always good to just have conversations with you, just be chilling. Like, and I didn't know exactly how this was going to turn out, this whole thing, but it was fun. It was a conversation, and I've enjoyed it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I rated 1 black man. Nah, I'm just me. it's a hundred. What about you?
No. I feel pretty good. Though. I feel pretty good getting the first episode out and everything, and I feel excited. And the journey and all that, I'm like, I hope y'all found some kind of education, a little, you know, a little laughter in there or whatever. And so for the motivational quote for this podcast and everything, hoping that you get even more, something just to, like, leave off and everything from this podcast is a quote from Charles Reed. It is, sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. So a character and you reap a destiny. So I think allowing that to sit in a little bit and knowing what that means to you will kind of help like shape like what we trying to do and everything, right? I think for me, I know it kind of summarizes what we've done in this podcast and everything for today and what we trying to do, build for, not for just us, but for everybody else out there and everything. So, like I said, thank you for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, share on all the platforms and everything. So, with that, we are out.